Welcome to the Victory of the Lamb podcast. We are a simple, straightforward Bible teaching church in Katy, Texas. If you are in the area, we'd love for you to stop by anytime. Otherwise, we hope you use this podcast to grow in your faith and be confident in sharing it with many. You can find us online at votl.org. We hope you enjoy this message, and God bless your week.
One day, little Tommy came home from school, and as he sat down at the kitchen table, he tried doing his second grade math homework. He tried and he tried and he tried, but he just couldn't do it. After a few minutes, Tommy realized he didn't understand anything on the worksheet. Well, the next day, Tommy got to school, and he walked into the classroom kind of with his head down. His teacher could tell something was wrong. So she asked him to stay a few minutes that day before he went off to lunch. Well, lunchtime came around and Tommy walked up to his teacher's desk and she asked him, "Tommy, is everything all right?" Tommy dropped his head and he shook his head no, and he began to explain to her while he was tearing up that he tried to do his homework, but he just didn't understand it. Well, you know what his teacher said to him? His teacher said, "Tommy, I'm going to help you. I am going to help you understand the questions on your math worksheet." Tommy's face then lit up with excitement and happiness, knowing he was finally going to be able to understand the questions he had. That point on, Tommy was never afraid to just ask for help when he needed help, when he didn't understand something. As we continue our sermon series today on the book of Daniel, we're going to see that Daniel was in trouble. And on his own, there was no way he could figure out a solution to the problem he had. Kind of like this little boy. Well, Daniel didn't despair. He didn't drop his head. No, Daniel went to the one person he knew could and would help him. He went to God. Daniel went to God and asked for mercy and understanding into the problem he had. He asked God to help him find a solution. Well, that night, God in his mercy gave Daniel understanding. He had mercy, and he helped Daniel out with his problem. Then Daniel praised God for giving him understanding. As we continue our sermon series today, we're going to look at the theme, need understanding? There's another in the fire. Just a moment ago, you heard Pastor read verses 1 through 16 of Daniel chapter 2. Allow me to recap those for you before we get up to our sermon verses of verses 17 to 23. So over a period of time, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, he had been having some very troubling dreams. And one night, these dreams troubled him so much that he didn't just summon one wise man or two wise men. He summoned many, many wise men of the entire kingdom of Babylon. He needed help. Well, he requested of his wise men that they interpret his dream for him. Well, this was no unordinary request of a king. Kings often did this. But this time, there was a catch to his request. King Nebuchadnezzar wanted his wise men to interpret his dream without him telling them his dream. Well, the wise men confessed, "O king, we're wise, but we're not that wise. Only a god could do what you've just requested of us." Hearing this, King Nebuchadnezzar became furious with his wise men, and he put this ultimatum on his request. He said, "Tell me my dream. Tell me what it means, or all the wise men of Babylon will be put to death." That day, the wise men left the presence of the king, and they filled up with fear and worry, not knowing what to do. They had no clue where to even begin to know what the king's dream was, let alone understand what it meant. Well, one of the wise men who heard secondhand what was going on was not like all the rest. His name was Daniel. When Daniel heard that the king had made such a harsh decree, He asked Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, "Why would the king do this?" Arioch told Daniel, "The king had been having very troubling dreams, and he wanted them interpreted, but the wise men couldn't do it. So he made this harsh decree." Upon hearing this, Daniel went to the king, and he asked for time, that he might be able to know what the king's dream was and understand it. Well, the king granted Daniel's request, and Daniel returned home. Now, that's where our verses for today pick up. We're going to be looking at Daniel chapter 2, verses 17 through 23. You're welcome to follow along at home if you'd like. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Daniel went home, and he explained the situation to his friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. These men are also known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now I want you to notice what Daniel does not do. He doesn't fill up with fear and worry like all the rest of the wise men. He doesn't drop his head and become really sad like that little boy who couldn't do his second grade math homework. No, Daniel didn't do any of that. Instead, Daniel urged his friends to go to the one person who could and would give Daniel understanding into the king's dreams. He urged them to plead for mercy from God, that God might give Daniel understanding and spare their lives. Well, with no hesitation, these four God-fearing men together went to God's throne of mercy. They pleaded with God. They pleaded that God might give Daniel understanding into the king's dreams and bestow mercy upon them and spare their lives. Listen what God does. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. God had mercy. The only one who could give Daniel understanding into the king's dreams gave Daniel understanding into the king's dreams. God bestowed his mercy upon them and gave Daniel understanding that he otherwise couldn't have had on his own. When Daniel received that understanding, notice what he does next. He doesn't take the credit for himself. No, Daniel now gives credit where credit was due. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and disposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king." Daniel praised God with a beautiful song of praise. He praised God for giving him understanding into the king's dreams. Daniel praised God's omnipotence, God's all-powerful arm that controls all things and rules all things simultaneously. Daniel also praised God's omniscience, God's all-knowing mind that knows everything about everything and reveals what he wants when he wants. Daniel praised God. Daniel knew where to turn to find understanding. He knew who gave him that understanding, and he gave credit where credit was due when God gave him that understanding. Now, for a moment, I want you to place yourself in Daniel's shoes. When you need understanding, When you need help with a difficult situation that just seems out of your control, where do you turn? Or to whom do you turn? Do you turn to money with the thought that more money means more happiness and more understanding in life? Well, money is great, and it definitely helps out a lot until it's gone. And then where do you turn? Do you turn to alcohol or narcotics to just take the edge off and give you that little bit of relief? Well, they may do that. They may help just for a little bit, but they don't last. Then where do you turn for that lasting understanding that you need? Do you turn to sex outside of marriage or pornography to relieve that tension, relieve the stress in your body, thinking that'll give me help, that'll help me forever? Well, that doesn't last either. It may for a moment, but when it's done, where do you turn? Do you turn to earthly self-help guides that'll give you earthly advice, thinking, yeah, those will last forever and give me lasting understanding? There's some great ideas out there, but they don't last. They can't help you forever. I think more than you care to admit, when you need understanding, when you need help with a difficult situation, you turn to all the wrong things. You think things will help you, but they fail. When those things fail, where do you turn? Where can you find that lasting understanding that you so desperately need? Well, there's only one answer. You find that lasting understanding in the same place and with the same person that Daniel found his understanding, with God. And when you go to God to find that lasting understanding that you so desperately need, first ask for something else. First plead for mercy. You know what mercy means? Mercy means not receiving something you did deserve when it comes to punishment. And you know what you did deserve? You deserved hell. You deserved the grueling wrath, the eternal torment of hell for turning to things like money or alcohol and drugs or sex and pornography or earthly self-help guides instead of turning to God. You deserve the eternal punishment of the fires of hell for turning to things other than God. When you go to God for understanding, first ask for something else. First plead for his mercy that he might not give you what you did deserve. And you know what God does instantly? What God does even before you ask for mercy? He gives you his mercy just like that. He gives you mercy purely out of his own love and grace. You know what grace means? Grace means receiving something you didn't deserve when it comes to punishment. And you know what you received, what God gave you that you didn't deserve? He freely and fully gives you forgiveness from all of your sins. He gives you forgiveness from your times of turning to earthly things or things that you think will help, but they don't. He forgives you for all of your sins of all time, 100% completely forgives you. When you ask for mercy, God doesn't give you what you did deserve. Instead, he gives you something you didn't deserve. He gives you his love and grace, all because of what Jesus did for you. See, Jesus stepped into the fires of this sin-filled world for you. And he blotted out, he got rid of completely all of your sins. Those sins of turning to things like money or alcohol and drugs or sex and pornography or earthly self-help guides instead of turning to God. He got rid of all those sins, canceling them 100% completely. And then Jesus endured the fires of hell for you when God forsook him on the cross. Jesus went through all of that for you. And when God gives you his mercy and his grace, all of what Jesus did, his perfect life, his innocent death, and his glorious resurrection, they're yours. They are freely yours because God loved you. And he sent his one and only Son who saved you from all of your sins. Need understanding? Don't turn to those earthly things that don't give lasting understanding. Turn to Jesus, the only one who stepped into the fires with you and saved you from all of your sins. Wow. Just wow. Hearing all that, knowing all of what Jesus has already done for you and how he's already saved you completely, 100% from all of your sins. What does that make you want to do? I know what it makes me want to do. It makes me want to praise God like Daniel did in both good and bad times. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. Praise God's name forever. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and disposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Praise God for all the wisdom and knowledge he has as he controls all things and rules all things simultaneously, including seasons and governments. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. Praise God for the understanding he has so lovingly given you. Praise God for allowing you to be lights for him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the King. Thank and praise God for all he's done for you. Thank and praise God for giving you understanding into the fact that you are already saved because of what Jesus has done for you. Thank and praise God. Give credit where credit is due. When you're like second grade little boy Tommy and you need understanding in life, turn to the one who stepped into the fires with you. Turn to Jesus, who lovingly has already forgiven all of your sins and gives you understanding into the fact that heaven is your home. Then praise God. Praise God for all he's done for you, but don't just casually praise him. Praise him like this. You ever seen the end of any championship game of any sport? What happens when the clock hits zero? Confetti falls. Fans rush in. They're screaming, they're crying, they're shouting for joy. They're so excited that their team won. That winning team hoists that championship trophy up in the air, and what happens next? The fans get louder and louder. They give their winning team endless praise on praise. Praise God like that. Praise God for winning the ultimate victory over sin, death, and the devil for you. Praise God for sending his son, Jesus, who stepped into the fires with you. Need understanding? There's another in the fire, and his name is Jesus. He saved you from all of your sins, and he has given you lasting understanding. It lasts now and into eternity. Amen.
Time is precious. Thank you so much for investing some of your time with us today. Could I ask you for one more favor? If you're enjoying this podcast, please don't forget to click subscribe and give us a rating. Just a few seconds of your time will help other people hear the simple, straightforward Bible message we offer. Thank you so much. God bless your day in Christ.